Well, as I said when I issued my statement, I deny completely that I have ever borrowed from the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. I don't know what they're talking about. And I even insisted that those who have borrowed from the RBZ must pay back. What I know is that I was advanced a loan by government to buy a place for the Prime Minister. And that's the $1+1 million which I was advanced. But out of that, I have also put my money into the deposit of the house, which the house is now the issue that has become the center of the storm, which is totally unnecessary. And I'm sure that they will be able to object that contract.
Are you repaying the loan?
No, not yet, because, you see, the loan is dependent on refusal to buy. So we have not even discussed about the arrangements for payment.
Recently, Marion Tupi of the Washington-based think tank Cato Institute for Global Liberty and Prosperity said on you, the West bet on a wrong horse, and it's now time for Zimbabweans to look for an alternative opposition leader. Your reaction?
First of all, I'm afraid Mr. Tupi is expressing his own personal opinion. It is not substantiated by any fact on the ground. Just recently, the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, led by Dr. Rwanya, has published a sample which actually reflects the opposite. You see, people must distinguish between the leader and the struggle. We are talking here of a struggle which is fighting to institute democratic change against an entrenched dictatorship with a system that has unleashed state-sponsored violence, uneven electoral fields, has even abused all the state institutions. And to judge the struggle as dependent on the individual, I think it's way too far the mark.
The economy is headed south, no prospect of recovery. What is the way forward for Zimbabwe?
Well, as I said earlier, it's not the economy which is the problem. It is the politics which is the problem. Sort out the politics, and I'm sure the economic response will be as swift as they did during the GNU.
Of course, you are not participating in by-elections, calling for electoral reforms. And it appears ZANU-PF is not in a hurry to introduce those electoral reforms. What is the way forward?
We are not going into elections. These are not contestations. Those contestations involve free and fair and level playing field. If we were to, look at the way Zambians even have conducted their elections, Botswana, South Africa, even Mozambique to some extent. But you can see that here in Zimbabwe, it's not about election. Look at what Mnangagwa was saying, that it actually was very proud about tactics of coercion and intimidation, where he was talking about driving local traditional leaders, Anasabugo and Mazishe, to drive their people, almost frog march their people to an election. Is that an election? So what we need to do is, for us to have a credible, legitimate election, we need to remove those kind of impediments. And that's why reforms are necessary.